Okay, time for a few practicalities. I think the focus is on focus. It's time to sort of join in the dots a little bit. Another brief sort of advert for this afternoon. We've worked out four, say, prayer groups, prayer walks, whatever. The weather's very nice to go out for a walk for those who want to do it. So this is how it will work. At 2 o'clock, we want to talk about, just for the first hour, foundations as it is at the moment. The conferences, do we carry on with them? In what form do they take? What subjects do we cover? Where do we go? Do we come back here? Who knows? The foundation days, we've had two. Do we carry on with translating this model into local churches or local groups? Do we work in that area? And then how do we finance these things? Do we try fundraising schemes? We have subscriptions to the website that we're sort of introducing soon. We can talk about that as well. So just general talk in theoretical terms about foundation. So if you feel you have something to contribute to that talk, then by all means come back here and we'll have a little discussion. We'd love that sort of talk can be covered by prayer. So Barry, where's Barry? Are you here? Oh yeah. Oh Barry, if you and Ryan can do the prayer walk at 2 o'clock. So Barry and Ryan will be leading a prayer walk that will cover these subjects and also just pray for illumination themselves during the walk. So that will happen. Those of you who feel called, just to talk about these general foundation subjects, then we'll meet at 2 o'clock. And then you don't have to do either. This is what we do at foundations. The point being is that whatever is right for you, you do. It doesn't have to be prescribed from us up front. So there's three options at 2 o'clock. I might as well move on to 3 o'clock. Keith and Nancy, they'll be leading the prayer walk at 3 o'clock. And those who want to stay here to discuss things, this will be Foundations New Horizons. How do we reach the wider church, with this model? Or do we bother? Do we instead cut out the middleman and go to think about evangelism? Can we create an evangelistic model? And talking about models, I just heard of one earlier today, last night from Barry, very late last night. Barry has started a foundations group in his own family. Would you believe? I have no idea how this works. He's got five kids, nine and below. But they do a foundations model in the evening. All of the stuff he does in his family. So this model can work in families. And perhaps, we should be discussing this as well, how we can expand it. So, okay, so that's 3 to 4. Then we'll have, refreshments for half an hour. And then 4:30 to 5:30, if Ginny and Rosie could do your prayer walk at 4:30. Yeah, great. The rest of us, those particularly who feel called to worship leaders, teachers, sort of content type people, then that will be the discussion then. If you feel a calling to that, then let's see how we can work this out. So that's between 4:30 and 5:30. In terms of, it's not just about conferences. We're going to be starting a Bible school, an online Bible school, starting in October, and it will be a pilot to start with. But ultimately, if this works, we'd want to have a whole pool of teachers who can just sit at their computer, basically using software to teach those. Have I gone? No. Those who, in their homes on their computers. So that's one of the, we're going to have something else called Ask the Teacher. Those of you who were with us at the beginning, and I'm talking about 20 years ago, is there anyone who remembers the old days of Salt Shakers when we used to have a facility called Ask the Messianic Rabbi? Only one. Steve remembers it. There you go. John as well. We had a facility quote. It was, we actually got a team of teachers from all over the world. In fact, there was about 20 of them. And people used to send in their questions, and we used to farm out the questions. Half of them were heretics. we had no discernment in those days. Some of the answers are unbelievable. But now we're a bit more mature. It'll be great to be able to answer people's questions and have a panel of teachers that can just... You know, we're just talking about a text thing on the website, but I think it would be a lot of use. So there's lots of things that we can do. And that's just sort of two examples. We've also got a radio station, believe it or not. You know, I tried to do, in the early days when we set it up, I experimented with some live broadcasts, and I had a little monitor on my computer to show me how many people were listening. And it, on the best day, it started at 3 and went down to 0. And then, one of them was Monica downstairs, I think, Mike and Kate was another one. But it did actually work. So there's a lot that we can do, but everything that we do, we just need people, because I can't do it all myself. It's a little bit difficult. Me and David, we're sort of lone voices here. You know, David with sword and me with the websites, etc. So we really need, you know, this thing about focus, about, you know, what is God saying to you? I mean, it's serious. So this is the practical way that it could be realized, that God may be calling you to help in these sort of ways. And the last one, 5:30 to 6:30, Jose and Sarah will be dashing off somewhere with a prayer walk then, so that's 5:30. And this is where it's all practical matters. Anyone that can help in any other way, you know, we need to create a group of volunteers. To follow the example of Keith and Nancy, for instance, who hosted us in Wellington for Foundations Day, which we felt worked really well. You know, people who think they can help us in that way, just to find a local hall or their own church, and then we can supply the teachers. And so there's lots of things. And then there's, you say, the Bible school. We need lots of help on the computer, on, you know, because this is loads of work we just can't do. You know, we can do about 10% of what's needed to be done. You know, these are just practical things. Website to be, Sword is being relaunched. We're putting Sword on the web as well, but all this takes time. And again, it's just me and David basically doing, and now Michael Oakley as well. So that will be 5:30 to 6:30. So they're the four, and you've got them on your programs, on the handouts. You can sort of have a little read. And it'd be great if you could just come to one discussion, it'd be great, and you may be called to come to all four. I have a few people in mind that probably want to do that, but that's great as well. But you know, we do need prayer cover, and we do need to hear God's voice and not just our own voices. So that's how this afternoon's going to work, and then this evening, who knows? So we'll worry about that when we get to it. Well, it's not a worry, is it? Because this morning went fantastically well. None of that was planned, was it? You know, so there you go. Right, okay. It's almost time for lunch, I think, isn't it? If you slowly walk in that direction, by the time you get there, I think it'll be on the table, I think, probably. If not, just hang around for a bit. So great. So we'll see you all this afternoon.